my husband was little, he had a brother that was just about 2 or 3 years younger than him, 3 years. So when he started school, he went in a little schoolhouse right down there below his house. As I told you, they live right down the road. And so when he got ready to go to school, they was gonna kill hogs that day, and they called each other Bud. He said, "Bud, you be sure and send me, save me the brains." That was his favorite. He loved brains and eggs. You like brains? Huh?
I never ate them.
You've never eaten brains?
No.
Boy, they're the choice. That's the best food at all. He said, "Now, Bud, you go down there and be sure and tell them save me the brains." And he was just about 4 or 5 years old, I reckon. Wasn't old enough to go to school. And they said this brother had a pan and went down there where his daddy was killing hogs and said, "What do you want, boy?" In that pan said, "Well, Bud said be sure and save him the guts." Said, "And they all wanted the brains. Be sure and save him the guts." He'd heard them talking about gutting the hog. That's what you did when you cut them open, hung them on a rod, on a, what did they call that piece of wood to hang them on? I don't know right now, but anywhere they'd hang them up and split them open, and they'd wash them out, don't you see? And as you'd cut them open, all the entrails would, the guts would all come out.
Yes. Now, can you give me some, how did you call the cows and get them in from the pasture, say?
Sow cow.
Okay. Now, a calf, would you call them different?
No, you'd have to drive the calves because they didn't have enough sense to come in. You should be out here and hear my son call the cows every morning. They can hear him 2 miles.
We all say, "Coinks." Say the cow was picking up her back leg and she was fixing to kick the bucket over, what did you say to her?
Well, I'd say, "Saw," or "Get up and move mighty quick."
Okay. Now, did you call a mule? How would you call mules or horses?
I don't know.
How'd you get them in from the field?
You'd have to drive them in. If you'd feed them, they'd come up.
When you want them to turn, when they were
G and ha.
G for?
Right and ha for left, or vice versa. I don't know. I've heard it enough, but I never have planned. I didn't plan.
Okay. And now, when you got on a horse and you wanted to stop him, but to get him started,
get you a good switch.
Or
that's about it.
In a buggy, you had a
buggy whip, and it had a little thing called a buggy stock, about that long. You put your buggy whip in.
But something to get a horse going, you'd say.
Get up, yep. Pluck or get up.
All right, now the pigs, how'd you call them when you're feeding them?
Hooey.
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 Okay.
Yeah.
All right, and chickens? You're throwing the feed out to the chickens.
I just holler chick.
Okay.
And they come.
And what about sheep? Do y'all call your sheep in?
No, you have to drive sheep.
Okay. When you were with a wagon, you would hold on to the
reins.
Okay, and on a horse, you'd also hold on.
Reins, or lines, yeah. Lines or reins.
When you had two horses, what'd you call the one on the left? That was the.
I don't know whether that was the off horse or what.
Okay.
You just call them a team of horses.
The nearest store was just a. It wasn't too far from here, was it?
No, our nearest store then was in town.
In town, it was
pretty far. Pretty good piece.
Pretty good piece.
Yeah.
Something was very common and you didn't have to look for it. You'd say
every day.
You could find it just about.
It's an everyday thing. You can find it anywhere.
Yeah, if you wanted, if you wanted a horse to go